And Andy, the track is It's You, and it's playing on your Best Mix of Music 98.4 Capital FM and 93.0 in Western Kenya. Thank you so much for joining me. You have had so much love for this track. You kept voting it back in, and we are here now alongside Mayonde with More and More. So only one of these two tracks can come back next week. You got to be the one to let me know. My name is Chow. This is The Lounge. Thank you so much for your company this morning. It's been, you know, I said at the beginning of the show, it's going to be cozy, and it's going to be like a hug. So I think we've achieved that. We've also had some laughs. Matter of fact, we were laughing off the air with my guests in studio. Always such a pleasure to have them in. We're just about to do that that changeover and get into the sweet part of the show that we absolutely love. You and I got so much love for it. And that's because we get to meet and experience very many, many artists, very talented individuals who are all along their journey. And I have to say that it's always such an incredible honor to be able to interact, to meet, to experience each and every single guest who comes onto the show. And as we get ready to switch over to my guest, I always say this is a perfect segue to talk about music. We started off by saying, we need a hug. And I hope that the show's done that for you. I've seen a couple comments. It's very therapeutic. It's feeling good today. I'm so glad to hear that because it has been a lot, hasn't it? And, you know, when things are a lot, when things are overwhelming, there's one place to be. You could talk to people, but sometimes you're just like, no, I don't want to talk to this person because I'm not too sure that they're not going to talk about my business, or you just don't feel safe talking to them for whatever reason, or you just don't want to talk, right? But there's a place where you can talk, because speaking up and speaking out is really, really important. If you are going through challenges, if emotionally and mentally you are having issues coping with situations around you, intrusive thoughts, they just keep getting in. You shut them out and those intrusive thoughts come right back in. Running anxiety to the point that you are at a standstill, you can't do much. Please speak up. Now, you could go to www.bonga.or.ke. And it is a safe space. It's anonymous, so nobody knows your business. But most importantly, there are there are experts who will share tools that you can use to get yourself out or to navigate the situation that you're in. And there's absolutely no shame in having a problem. There's no shame in struggling. What's really difficult for the people around you is if you do not speak up. And the stigma attached to having issues or mental and wellness challenges, it should be a thing of the past, but we get to do it when we speak up. And when you tell somebody, hey, I think you might be going through something, or it kind of looks like you're struggling, you want to go to Bonga, there, it's safe, it's anonymous, just that. And also, when you get onto TikTok, there are people who have shared how they have navigated their own situations. It's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful content to see on TikTok. And finally, if you know somebody who's struggling, if you could tell from their demeanor presenting themselves to the world in different ways, then please direct them to Bonga. Simple as that. Let's switch over to my guest who's in studio. It's 22 minutes on to 11. I got to tell you, it's not the first time he's here. Matter of fact, we might, you know, because we have a system where you have to show your face to be in the studio. I don't know if we're going to do that for him. But like I said, it's not the first time he's here. He started off the year by coming on. He said at the end of the show, or towards the end of the show, I'm going to come back when I have my new EP. I'm talking about Kenyan singer, songwriter, African Vic, whose music can only be described as food that satisfies the soul. He's an R&B soul artist whose musical journey started at the popular Saudi Academy. And since becoming a recording artiste, he has performed in various places, including the Cafe Ngoma Awards, alongside the famous Heart the Band, amongst others. Now, he has a brand new EP, so you kept your promise. Thank you. Yeah. Unscripted.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You kept your promise.
I mean, I did.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we love that around here. here when you do that. Karibu sana na karibu tena.
Asante sana nimeshukuru. I'm glad I get to come back again.
Absolutely. Yeah. And with everything that's going on, we get to listen to some great music and hear what's been going on with you since you came. I remember you saying, "Ciao, the next time I come, I promise I'll have my new EP," and here you are.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've been on that, you know, working on that. And it's out now.
Yeah.
I mean, people are loving it, at least, you know. And I'm
grateful. Least you deserve it.
Yeah.
Your music, African Vic, has the magical ability to feed the soul. So if your EP Unscripted were a dish, what would it be and why? Let's start off with that.
Oh.
I feel like food, because your music is food for the soul. So let's start with food. It would be a dish.
It would be a dish. So I'm going to say this because I like it, and I feel like a lot of people would. I'm not sure, but I feel like it would be some ugali with skuma, you know, in well-cooked nyama, nice nyama. You know, that's just, you know, when you dig into that nyama with that ugali, and you create that shiva, that hole, and then you dig and it's that type of meal.
So what happens to me? Because I don't eat nyama, I eat fish. Can I have it with fish?
Yes, you can have it.
Well, because I'm just saying, I'm trying to enjoy it as well.
Yeah, that's why it's so hard. Because, you know, like, some people are like, what, ugali? No, Vic, please. So for me, that's what that is, you know. But for you, whatever meal that you enjoy the most, that's what that is.
Well, we're going to go with that. Yes. Now, let's move on to, I started off the show by saying today was all about a hug, like we're hugging each other and listening to Unscripted and listening to your music in general. Yeah. It feels like a warm hug on a rainy day. Thank goodness we don't have the rains right now. Yeah, because it's one of the songs, it was part of my playlist during this really heavy rains. What's the story behind one of your favorite songs from the Unscripted EP?
So all these songs, I didn't write them from a personal point of view, not really. Just something I wanted to speak out, you know. They're some of the most genuine songs I've ever written, because actually, this EP probably was not supposed to happen now, at least. But the thing is, my to answer your question, my favorite song is with the message is Melanin Invasion, which speaks to all the African women, encouraging them to be confident in their skin and in who they are. You know, something that, I mean, it's being brought up, you know, and I want to be part of the people who speak that out, that you're beautiful just the way you are.
Thank you. Yes. Look at that. Like, you don't need to go ahead and change yourself. You're as beautiful as you are.
Yes.
Now, your music also, please check out Unscripted. I mean, listen, it's like I said, it was part of my playlist during these really long rains. Your music seems to blend R&B and soul effortlessly. Mm-hmm. How do you balance staying true to your roots while also pushing the boundaries of your sound? Because we had a little bit of that on Unscripted.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the thing about me, I'm constantly learning, you know, from everyone and everything around me. I have listening sessions where I listen to new albums and different artists, as I said before. So that just gives me ideas. It gives me ideas in terms of pushing the boundary and becoming better, you know. And in terms of finding the balance, I think it occurs naturally to me, because I've grown up listening to both sounds, you know, so that's just what comes, you know. I think that's what occurs to me naturally. Yeah.
Now, it also feels, Unscripted also feels like a journey through different emotions.
Mm-hmm.
How do you hope? Okay, so I've listened to it, so I'm not gonna. Don't answer me, but how do you hope a listener, or somebody who's not listening to it and is going to listen to it soon, feels after experiencing your music?
So I feel like, as you said, the songs are also sort of like different from song one to the two. So for High, it's like a love that is delusional, you know, and it just gets you to another place. For from Bali in a way. It's sort of a hip hop kind of song, but it's sort of sweet. Like, I don't want to be far from you. I'm putting that out. I don't want to be far from you. And for Melanin Invasion, it makes you feel confident. I mean, I've gotten reviews and I've asked, what do you think about this song? And the ladies, like, they just feel like it sort of empowers them.
Yeah. Like I said, it's like a warm hug.
Yes.
You're like, okay, go ahead and do that.
Yeah.
Let's zoom out a little bit. Mm-hmm. Let's zoom out a little bit. If you could swap places with any musician for a day, who would it be and why? And you can't say Beyonce because that's too easy.
Yeah. Any musician in the world.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a tough one.
Is it a tough one?
It's a tough one.
You really do want to pass that?
Let me say, here in Kenya.
Okay.
Here in Kenya.
Yeah, okay.
I'd want to switch places with BN. Why? Because I want to write the way he does, to experience. I like the way he thinks in terms of music. You know, and I just want to be that.
That's a perfect choice.
Yeah.
Absolutely perfect choice.
Yes.
What is the, still while we're zoomed out, what's the most unexpected thing you've encountered while navigating the music industry? Because I know there are stories, but what's the most unexpected? And I say unexpected because I had a song earlier on this hour that came from the album, The Unexpected. So what's the most unexpected thing
that I've experienced
in
the whole industry?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It could be good or bad, as long as you're willing to share.
Okay.
He's like, oh,
oui. Oh, yes.
Niko darasani.
Yeah, I'm like,
Kumenda japa. I was just coming to talk about it. Yeah.
It's all right. It's all right. So, I think the most, because what I've not expected, like, what that's the most unexpected thing that has happened to me is not an occurrence really. It's the fact that it's how hard this thing is. I didn't expect it to be this hard.
And that's honest. Yes. So that's a really good thing to
yes,
say.
Yes, it's actually it's super like involving, you know, it consumes the whole of you, because then you and the art is one thing, you know. You know, it's not like a job where you can go away from it and go home. Not really, because you're really attached to your art. So whatever view somebody has, like, on your art, you understand, whatever opinion, it sort of like affects you, you know. And you really have to find that balance of being like, just take the critic as not really subjectively, like yeah, they're just trying to, they're just telling what they've gotten from your music, you know, and then work on it. But at times it can get the better part of you, you know, because so I mean, I've had one crazy situation where somebody told me, I had a show somewhere and some other artists had a show close by, and then their show didn't go well because of problems there, and then they came to this show and they told me, you're lucky their show didn't work. And I'm like, what?
You know? So they didn't come for you, they came because the other, oh wow, that's
you know,
tough.
And they thought it was just okay to just say it like that. But
I
had to be cool. I couldn't be like, what? No, I was just like, oh. You know, but then it hit me. I was like, man, I really need to work.
which leads me, I just have two more questions.
Yeah.
And this one is, because you've talked about what's difficult, what seems easy to us is, when have you heard him sing? I mean, because I'm in the studio when he's singing, and it's mesmerizing, absolutely mesmerizing. So your voice and your singing voice, it just seems so easy. It has this mesmerizing quality. Mm. What's your secret for connecting with your audience? Aside from that comment that you got, but what's your secret for connecting with your audience?
For connecting with them?
Because it looks so easy. Yeah.
I think it's in the words, it's in the lyrics. That's what I think is my biggest secret, you know, and in the melody that is easy to perceive, you know, to relate with, you know, other than the lyrics being so easy to understand and vibe with. I feel like also the melody is just something that gets to you. So
wow.
I think that's
That's what makes it so easy.
Yes.
All right. Finally, and this one's fun because we're ready for you right now. I mean, we're just like, we want to hear from African Vic. He kept his promise by coming over. If you could sum up your EP Unscripted in emojis, which ones would you choose? Because we've gone difficult, we've had fun,
yes,
we've had food.
I, you know that emoji that's like a birthday thing with a
like it's blowing something.
Yes,
yeah.
Because this EP is the first time I've produced. So I produced the whole thing, mixed and mastered, and it's out. And
I get the congratulations emoji.
Yes. So that's what I, because of that, it was crazy, hectic, a lot of self-doubt and what, but I did it. So.
And you got through it.
Yes.
Oh, look so at you. It. And you kept your promise by coming back.
Yeah.
There you go. I mean, you would have to after all of that.
Yes.
I'm just saying. African Vic has his brand new EP, which he did all by himself. It's his first time doing that. It's called Unscripted. Please check it out on all digital streaming platforms. So glad to have him back in studio. And you know what? It's time for Chow to say, shh, mute. I'm on mute right now because African Vic is coming right up with his music. Standby on the live sessions.
The live sessions on the Capitol Lounge.
Hello, everybody. This is African Vic with Matai, Capitol FM, singing Melanin Invasion from my EP Unscripted. This is for all you beautiful black ladies, African ladies. Here, shout out to all of you. Melanin Invasion, she walks in and she grabs attention. She's a royal woman. And the topic of my every conversation, yeah. Afro kinky hair, the way you're bold and you don't care. I bet they never told you, but I think that you should know that. Black girl, you're very beautiful. Something about you magical. Not human, this is spiritual. African woman, black girl, you're very beautiful. Something about you magical. Not human, this is spiritual. African woman. Whoa. Ooh. Yeah. 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 Listen. Rich in heart. Rich in heart, rich in mind, rich in soul. She's a creature made of gold, just like wine, fine wine. My woman, you get better as you get older. Na filo nanga, you must be queen of Wakanda. So let me show you off and we can tell the world. Beautiful, something about you magical. Not human, this is spiritual. African woman, black girl, you're very beautiful. Something about you magical, hey. Not human, this is spiritual. African woman. African woman, you are. One more time, let me say, rich in heart, rich in mind, rich in soul. She's a creature made of gold, just like wine, fine wine. My woman, you get better as you get older. Na vile unanga, you must be queen of Wakanda. So let me show you off and we can tell the world. That was Melanin Invasion. Now for my second song, I'm going to be singing my song High. High off the EP Unscripted. Hmm. friends. Tell them I sent a footer, please. I just found the one that satisfies all my needs. I'm addicted, she's in my head and in my bloodstream. I can feel the walls caving in. I just found cloud nine. Nasishuki, I'm not coming down. Nasishuki, I just found cloud nine. Nasishuki, I'm not coming down. I gave you all of me, I let you use me. I gave you all my money, I let you abuse me. Still I'm wanting more, so baby juice me. Guess I'm a fool for you, cause you're the only one who gives me high. You're the only one. Nasishuki, I just found cloud nine. Nasishuki, I'm not coming down. Nasishuki, I just found cloud nine. Nasishuki, I'm not coming down. Listen, what goes up must come down. What do I do? You're not around. I'm in rehab trying to detox from the feeling that you gave me. I'm in withdrawal. My mind is not normal. Hands are shaking, heart is racing. I don't wanna be high. One, two, three, let's go. Nasishuki, I just found cloud nine. Nasishuki, I'm not coming down. Not coming down. Yeah. Coming down. Yeah. Thank you.
I mean, for the rest, you really do need to stream the EP. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Whoa. Wow, thank you.
Thank you as
that
well.
That was beautiful. I mean, look, the sun came out. I like to say that, but y'all can see. Am I saying the truth?
Yeah.
The sun came out. We can see it streaming. It just brightened up, too.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to show you. You're saying hi? I'll say hi.
Ah, that's nice.
Feel free to use it in a song. I'm not going to charge you for that. I will not charge you for that.
No copyright.
No, that's fine. I mean, we could discuss that.
Okay.
I think perhaps we could come to some agreement. Ooh. Listen, where do we find Unscripted?
It's everywhere. Spotify, Deezer, Apple Music, Boomplay, everywhere they get, YouTube, everywhere you can think of. Unscripted is there. Go stream it. Go enjoy it. You know, share your comments, your reviews. I'd like to hear what you think, how it makes you feel. Yeah.
And it's also nice for nice weather. I know I said it, I listened to it when it was, you know, raining a lot. But listen, the sun came out. So the sun is like, yeah, hi.
Yeah. What's your favorite song?
Well, I can't pick. But I'm now that I listen to Melanin Invasion live,
yeah.
Oof. Oof.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're like, break it down. You're telling Mathai, break it down.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, yeah, that's what we're going to do. Right. We are going to break it down. I'm going to thank you, African Vic, for coming over and keeping your promise that you are going to be done with your EP and bring it here. Listen, to listen to the earlier conversation, just get onto the Capital FM SoundCloud channel. It is all there, our conversation leading up to this moment. He's been talking about it, and he is finally here. Be sure to check out Unscripted on all digital streaming platforms. Thank you so much, African Vic, for coming and bringing Mathai along with you, who was on guitar. Yeah. Really appreciate your company this beautiful Sunday morning. So good, the sun came out and said hi.
Yeah.
So, listen, I mean, I'm just going to say, I don't know what y'all were talking about the rains for, but the sun is like, hey, I'm here today. And we're listening to Unscripted. So there you go. My name is Chow. Gotta say Chow. But before that, though, just to let you know that Football Sundays is on the way. Then there's Gospel Tracks of Walt Baby Love. There is DJ Adrian on the Sunday Soul Jam. The Reggae continues with DJ Raz Luigi and the Capital Jazz Club from 7 o'clock. God bless you. Please take care of yourself. Pass a hug along. If you felt some kind of when you have extra goodness in you, pass it to the next person. Thank you so much for your company. Take great care of yourself. Remember to stream Unscripted, available everywhere. Take care. Ciao.